Patriot is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul. FM 107.5 K298CO Minneapolis. Intelligent radio.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Trump confirmed this week he did not plan to hold another debate.
Because we've done two debates and because they were successful, there will be no third debate.
The former president explained his decision in an interview this week, saying, quote, pretty much everything was discussed and you want to get on with your business. National Security Advisor John Kirby sent an email this week telling his staff to ignore complaints from veterans upset about President Biden's handling of Afghanistan. Former Senator Jim Talent says Kirby should apologize for describing them as a small group or a, quote, all of one stripe.
What really bothers me about it is it shows the bubble they're living in, that they believe the only veterans who are upset about what happened in Afghanistan are people who don't like the Democrats, who are Republicans.
Senator Talent was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News.
Dennis Prager reacts to the debate.
You wonder why they always have these debates, nearly always, at left-wing media sites. I mean, are we still playing this game that the mainstream media are honest brokers? I mean, it was 3-1, 3-1.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 11 on AM 1280, The Patriot, intelligent radio.
Master Pool and Spa. Master Pool and Spa's blowout sale. Save up to 33 to 65%. Come in and we'll prove to you we have the best products at the lowest possible price. Master Pool and Spa is Minnesota's largest spa dealer. We have the largest selection at unbeatable prices. Drive a little and save a lot. Some of our clients have driven hundreds of miles because the deals are that good. Master Pool and Spa's blowout sale. This is your chance to save big. Save up to 33 to 65%. Free delivery and trade-ins welcome. 18-month interest-free financing. This is a limited-time offer. Master Pool and Spa. Visit us today at 394 in Louisiana and St. Louis Park. Look for the big blue sign. Check us out online at masterpoolandspa.com. Masterpoolandspa.com. Or call us at 952-253-0665. That's 952-253-0665.
You can get a complete custom water system for your entire home installed for half the price through this special offer from MNDeals.com and Merle's Water Conditioning. Imagine having softer skin, sparkling dishes, and great-tasting drinking water. Get up to a $5,000 system installed for half price as low as $2,500. There's only one of these available from Merle's Water Conditioning. Go to MNDeals.com and claim the offer today. That's MNDeals.com, a service of AM 1280 The Patriot.
Are you searching for a nurturing, faith-filled environment for your child's education? At Immaculate Conception, we offer programs from preschool through eighth grade, providing a strong academic foundation grounded in faith and values. Our experienced teachers foster a love for learning through hands-on activities and engaging lessons, ensuring your child is prepared for each step of their educational journey. Plus, we believe in making quality education accessible. That's why we proudly accept Pathway Scholarships and Child Care Assistance, helping you invest in your child's future. Join our community where faith, learning, and fun come together. To learn more, call 763-788-9065. That's 763-788-9065. Immaculate Conception, where every child's journey from preschool through eighth grade begins with love.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The following program was pre-recorded, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
This is Open Your Eyes Radio with Dr. Kerry Gelb.
Good morning, I'm Dr. Kerry Gelb, and welcome to Wellness 1280 on Open Your Eyes Radio. Please listen as I discuss the newest information in the world of health, nutrition, sports every Saturday morning, 6 a.m. Central Time on AM 1280 The Patriot. Also, please share your thoughts by emailing me at drkerrygelb@gmail.com. That's drkerrygelb@gmail.com. And visit my new website, wellness1280.com. where we have all guest links, Wellness 1280 info, and previous shows. Wellness is taking over the Patriot Airways for the next hour. Sit back and enjoy my conversation with Allie Faber, the stretch lady. Stretching is something we all know we should do, but many of us struggle to make it a regular part of our daily routine, whether it's due to busy schedules, a lack of knowledge, or simply not knowing where to start. Stretching often gets pushed aside. Today's guest, Allie Faber, also known as the Stretch Lady, is here to change that. With her extensive experience and passion for helping others, she has empowered countless individuals to improve their mobility, reduce pain, and enhance their overall quality of life. Allie specializes in customized mobility techniques, including assisted and passive stretching, structural body work and massage, yoga-based movement, breath work, and life coaching for performance enhancement. In this episode, we'll explore the numerous benefits of stretching, yoga, and life coaching, common mistakes to avoid, and practical tips for fitting stretching into our busiest of lives. Whether you're a seasoned athlete looking to enhance your performance, someone dealing with chronic pain, or simply interested in living a more relaxed life, this episode is for you. I'm thrilled to welcome the Stretch Lady, Allie Faber, to the show. Allie, thank you for joining me today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk with people. Stretching is not something that people enjoy talking about. I have to be honest with you. It's the one thing people want to outsource pretty much everything in their lives, including stretching these days. And I will say this, a little goes a long way. And yeah. So, I know you've got a ton of questions, but like a tiny little bit goes so far these days.
You know, I play softball still, and I'm the only one that stretches before we play softball. So I always wonder why people don't stretch. But before we start with stretching, when you have a client, and I know that you have online programs and you're at the stretchlady.com as your website, and you do all kinds of programs for people, but you start with an initial assessment. Tell us what that entails and why should people have an initial assessment rather than just go ahead and stretch on their own?
So I have a couple of different ways that I do assessments. The first way is I have an appointment that's set up for somebody who really wants to understand what's going on within their bodies. I get a lot of referrals from doctors, physical therapists, and such. And so when they come in with something very specific, I don't necessarily have to do as much of an assessment because someone else has already done it. But a person, generalized person coming in for an assessment, they don't know what they don't know. And so it's important to take a look at everything. So I do a full postural and gait analysis, which means I'm looking at how they're walking. I'm looking at how they're standing, how they're holding their bodies. And typically the body will tell you what's going on. So there'll be either asymmetry in the body or certain things that are going on. Injuries will have a tendency to create different adaptations in the body. So I'm looking for all of that. Sometimes people don't want that full assessment. And if they don't, then I'm doing that with my hands and my eyes the second they're walking in. So I have a home office in which there's a little walkway. And what I'll do is I'll meet them at their car and I'll walk them into my office. And what I'm doing is assessing them the entire time. Because some people don't want to know. The importance of knowing, like anything else, is that from there we can help ourselves. We can figure out, hey, my back is hurting because my hamstrings are tight. My back is hurting because I have bad posture at work. So it gives you a causality, you know, and that helps us to understand from an assessment standpoint. And then we can correct as far as that's concerned. Here's the other misnomer. Not everybody needs stretching. Some people are what's called hypermobile. They move too much. And so if I stretch somebody who's already, the muscles are already over lengthened, I can actually hurt them. So an assessment helps us to see all of that. So once I get them on the table or I'm giving them assignments, we understand what we're looking at.
So we're going to talk about hypermobility in a little bit, but just real quick, are those the people that are double jointed or supposedly double jointed?
They can be, but they can be people like you and me. I happen to be hypermobile in certain parts of my body. So you can overstretch my back and I will be flared up for days and I can't move. So hypermobility just means that the body stretches almost, it's the muscles get over lengthened and sometimes the joints aren't stable. So like for me personally, when I realized that I was hypermobile and I kept on having issues with my lower back, I went to strength training, and strength training helped me to become less hypermobile and more stable. And now I can stretch with safety. So that's why I'm saying stretching's not for everybody. It's good for specific muscles and specific areas once you assess it, but it's not a cure-all for everything. I wish it could be, but it's not.
I want to talk to you about mobility training and the difference between that and stretching. From my understanding, mobility training focuses on how your body functions as a whole rather than individual pieces. But can you tell us a little bit about what that means?
Sure. So if you're looking at mobility training, like let's talk about, let's say, a professional athlete, they're training for specificity of movement. So I've worked with a lot of professional athletes over the years and continue to do so. And when you're looking at that person, you've got to figure out what it is that they're trying to accomplish with their bodies. So let's say they're a professional basketball player. So we've got to think about shoulder mobility. We've got to think about hip mobility. We have to think of lower back mobility and stability. We have to think about all their joints, specifically their knees. So then you're thinking about the body itself. So let's say this person's 6'9". Then we're thinking about the length of all of the bones, how the muscles are all reacting. And we're training with specificity. We want this person to be good at lateral and multidirectional movement. We want them to be able to have a wide wingspan. We want them to be able to turn on a dime. These are all the things that you're thinking about while you're specifying what you want to get more mobile. Average person, me, you, we work out. We want to have longevity in our bodies. We're going to look at it from a very specific standpoint. Like I have a herniated disc that I've been trying to work with since my 20s and I'm 52. So I look at how do I keep that in check? I'm not training for a sport. I'm not training for anything. I'm training for life. So it's very different when you're looking at mobility training from a professional standpoint. We're trying to get something specific out of a body versus I just want to have longevity in my body and I want to feel better. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. And somebody who goes to the gym like myself, a lot of people that are listening go to the gym. What kind of mobility training would they be able to do to become more stable?
So everyone can benefit from what I call in my programs called the usual suspects. So the shoulders, the hamstrings, the hips, upper and lower back. Everyone can benefit from moving those parts of the body. Joints and muscles move in flexion, extension, and twisting. So as long as you're getting all of those in, that's a great overall mobility type of training. Anybody who goes to the gym knows that warming up is really important. You're not just going to go, hopefully, and get on the treadmill and run 5 miles at your highest speed. You're going to work your body up to it. So when you think about training for mobility, all you're doing is loosening up and working with those joints specifically so that you can train for what you're trying to do. So when my new clients come to me and say, hey, listen, I ride, 30 miles on my bike. What can I do to help myself? My next question to them is, how do you feel mile 5? How do you feel mile 20? And then how do you feel mile 30? And we address those specific things. My knees start to hurt. My back starts to hurt. I feel this way. I feel that way. As far as stabilizing.
We're up against the break. This is Dr. Kerry Gell. We're speaking with this stretch lady, Allie Faber. We'll be back right after this break.
I went to the eye doctor the other day with my daughter Maggie. I was shocked when the doctor told me that my daughter was already becoming nearsighted. It turns out that this problem affects more than 40% of Americans. My eye doctor thinks this disease is getting worse. Perhaps it's getting worse because of kids' prolonged time spent playing with smartphones, or maybe because kids now spend less time outside. My genetics probably aren't helping her a whole lot being nearsighted myself. But the good news is that the doctor told me about a new FDA-approved product called MySight. This specific one-day contact lens is already worn by thousands of children in the U.S. It is proven to slow down the progression of nearsightedness. And best of all, Maggie loves these contact lenses. The doctor taught her how to use them. Now it is so exciting to see her have even more success in the classroom and when she plays sports. I recommend you visit OpenYourEyesRadio.com to find an eye doctor that specializes in this treatment program. Learn more at OpenYourEyesRadio.com.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risen Kizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I went to the eye doctor the other day with my daughter Maggie. I was shocked when the doctor told me that my daughter was already becoming nearsighted. It turns out that this problem affects more than 40% of Americans. My eye doctor thinks this disease is getting worse. Perhaps it's getting worse because of kids' prolonged time spent playing with smartphones, or maybe because kids now spend less time outside. My genetics probably aren't helping her a whole lot being nearsighted myself. But the good news is that the doctor told me about a new FDA-approved product called MySight. This specific one-day contact lens is already worn by thousands of children in the U.S. It is proven to slow down the progression of nearsightedness. And best of all, Maggie loves these contact lenses. The doctor taught her how to use them. Now it is so exciting to see her have even more success in the classroom and when she plays sports. I recommend you visit OpenYourEyesRadio.com to find an eye doctor that specializes in this treatment program. Learn more at OpenYourEyesRadio.com.
You're listening to Wellness 1280 on Open Your Eyes Radio on AM 1280, The Patriot. And I'm speaking with the stretch lady, Allie Faber. And we were talking about mobility training and we're talking about stabilization. So tell me a little bit about joint stabilization, muscle stabilization. How can we help those muscles and tendons? And what should the average Joe who's going to go to the gym do before he, like you said, starts running on the treadmill 100% as fast as he can, or start lifting as heavy as weight? How can we kind of get into that?
So great question. As far as stabilizing muscles, I've always found that strength training is the best way to do it. And you don't need weights to do that. You can just use body weight. So in the yoga world, we call it chaturanga or upper push-up position. That's a great way to just stabilize the entire body. You can even go into a side plank and stabilize the whole body from that standpoint. Even any of the warrior postures, those are all great to get centrated into the joints. Just really, really centrate the body. As far as warming up for any sort of workout, you just got to think about what you're trying to train. So if somebody's going to be running, you're going to want to open up the hip flexors. You're going to want to open up the quadriceps and the hamstrings, lower and upper back, and just make sure your postural alignment is good. So even just simple stuff like marching in place, it doesn't have to be crazy mobilizing exercises. But like I said before, flexion and extension, so forward fold, backward fold, and twist, that's all you need. basically a very quick back routine is going to hit most of the major muscles. So it's not about stretching for 75 minutes or an hour and a half. 5 minutes, plenty.
I mean, you know, I've heard about single leg balancing to help with mobility. Is there anything to that? Is that something that you would recommend? And how long should somebody be able to do that with their eyes closed versus their eyes open?
So you're talking more about vestibular balance, which is with the eyes closed or open. Honestly, that's more on the physical therapy realm. I think that a single leg balance in the yoga world, we can call it like warrior three, where you're just standing with one single leg, one going behind you. That to me is a great exercise done dynamically. So lifting and lowering the leg, lifting and lowering the leg. And then from my standpoint, if I'm training for mobility and stability, I'm looking at what the foot on the other side is doing. Is it rolling in? Is it rolling out? And how a body is stabilizing? And just having them hold it for, honestly, 5 seconds is plenty. And if they want to close their eyes and try to get that balance on the inside, absolutely. But there's no, in my opinion, there's nothing to work toward, no goal, unless you're trying to do that for a particular purpose. Honestly, a few seconds of really stabilizing the body is fantastic. And I suggest it for everyone.
And for joint and muscle stabilization, do you recommend any type of supplements like glucosamine, chondroitin, collagen, or creatine, any of those?
So they're all great. Everybody's body processes supplements very differently. For most people, I'm going to say over 40, creatine is fantastic. It definitely helps with hydrating the muscles. I've never had any sort of great experience with a lot of the glucosamine and chondroitin. I do have stuff that goes on with my joints, but that doesn't seem to help me. Collagen is something that I feel like we all could use, but it's not necessarily something you're going to feel in your body. It's more of something that goes over time. So I would say kind of figure out what works for you and your body. I just personally use a lot of natural anti-inflammatories, and I do end up using a lot of supplements for myself, but those are because of where my deficiencies are. So I always ask people to figure out what's going on with them, but overarching, I have no problem with any of them. And I recommend based on the person. Also think fish oil is fantastic for your joints. I've been taking that for years.
And how about high intensity training versus aerobic training? Do you have a preference, or do you think both should be done?
You know, it depends on the body. If you had had this conversation with me when I was 30, I would have told you that high intensity exercise was everything. At 52, going through menopause, things change a lot. So for me personally, I look at the human that I'm talking to. I think high intensity is wonderful and it trains in an entirely different way. But if it is putting stress on your body and it is raising your cortisol, it's not as great. So you've got to figure out where you're, how you're periodizing your workouts, what you're doing with your workouts, and what you're trying to accomplish with them. I think HIIT is great, but it all depends on you and your body and what you're trying to train for. And aerobic exercise, obviously, super important to work the heart always.
And now we're going to move to stretching. Tell me the difference between assisted and passive stretching, and how is each one, the pros and cons of each?
So assisted stretching is someone stretching you. So that would be you, if we were talking about a hamstring stretch, you on a table, me helping you to raise one leg and me stretching that leg for you and feeling the resistance of your body. So passive is where the stretch is in a completely relaxed state. So you can combine passive and assisted stretching. And what I mean by that is you would put a prop, let's say a bolster or a block, underneath the body, and that would help to lengthen the muscle that you're trying to stretch. So passive and assisted can be in combination with each other. Assisted means that there is something or someone that is actually stretching the muscle.
So if you're stretching my leg, I'm pushing at the end, I'm going to push against it when it's assisted, where passive stretching, you're just going to stretch it alone and I'm not going to do anything. Is that correct?
No. So assisted stretch doesn't need to involve you. Meaning, how can I explain? It is. It's your body. But I'm doing the work. What you're talking about is called proprioceptive neuromuscular facilitation, or PNF, which is a style of assisted stretch. That's a particular technology inside of that. It's assisted. Passive meaning you're not doing anything. So in a passive stretch, I would be stretching you. You would be doing nothing.
And what's the pros and cons of each? Is there a pro and con, or it's important for them to be done together, and that's pretty much it?
Well, they don't have to be done together. So assisted stretch is nice because you, as the recipient, get to pretty much lie there on the table. And I always tell people, it's like me doing yoga for you. So you're getting all the benefits of the stretching without having a lot of effort. If you are doing the PNF style, like you were talking about, there's a little bit of effort involved on your side. If it's completely passive, meaning you're not doing anything and there's a bolster or something underneath you, you're getting the benefits of the stretch, but no one is physically working on you. If you're combining the two, you get the benefits of both. So there are a lot of little intricacies involved in passive and assisted stretching, and thankfully, the likes of Stretch Zone and Stretch Lab have made assisted stretching something that everyone knows about now. When I first started back in the day, people were like, wait, so you're going to be telling me yoga poses and I'm doing them? I'm like, no, you're actually laying on the table and doing nothing. So there are a lot of benefits to stretching that way, because as a practitioner and as somebody who's licensed, I can feel where the restrictions are in your body, and you may actually be able to stretch more when I'm stretching you, because I can feel where that muscle, it's called end range, where it stops. And sometimes where you perceive it stops and where I perceive it stops can be different places. And so you can get the benefit of even more stretching from someone doing that for you.
And I'm even going to make it more confusing, because I'm going to talk about dynamic versus static stretching. So static stretching is what I used to do before softball. And then I realized I'm supposed to do it after softball. It's actually making my muscles weaker. So explain what static stretching is, and then we'll go into dynamic. And why is it making my muscles weaker? And I shouldn't have been doing it.
Well, all stretching is not the same. This is the problem. And so if you don't understand what you're doing, it's kind of like lifting a weight. You know, if you're not understanding what you're trying to do with it, you can hurt yourself. So static stretching is exactly what it says. It's static. You're not moving. So, you know, a static stretch could be basically stretching your legs out on the floor, plopping your body over your legs, and you're stretching your hamstrings, and you're staying there in that shape. So what does that do? That lengthens the muscle, right? If we're lengthening the muscle, and then you're going and playing softball and shortening the muscle, you're lengthening it first and then shortening it. You're not telling it what to do. You're saying in the static stretch, get longer. I need you to get longer and stay there. And then when you go to run in softball and you start to, you know, do lateral movements and you're stopping short, your muscles say, wait a second. You told us to be long. Now you're telling us to be short. And that's why people get hurt doing long holds. So I always suggest that dynamic, meaning moving stretching before exercise, promotes blood flow. It promotes that range of motion that we're trying to get to. And then the muscles can shorten and lengthen as they need to. Afterwards, we want to get them long so that they can relax.
So what's an example of dynamic stretching? I know static stretching, I'll stick a karate belt on my leg and I'll hold it to stretch out my hamstring. And of course, then I'll pull my hamstring. What is a dynamic stretch? How does that work?
So dynamic is moving multiple parts at once, and dynamic is moving. So I'm going to show you a really simple example. So let's just use a seated twist. Okay, so I'm going to move away from the camera so you can actually see. So I'm sitting in a chair. And if I'm going to do a static stretch, I'm holding. There's no movement here. So that's static. So all I'm doing is lengthening the muscle. If I want to do a dynamic twist, I can just bring my arms up and move from side to side. Now I'm moving my whole spine. That's dynamic.
We're up against the break, so we're going to continue with this after the break. I'm with Allie Faber, the Stretch Lady. Her website is thestretchlady.com. She has online program. She could help you stretch even if you're in Alaska, and she's in North Carolina. We'll be right back.
I went to the eye doctor the other day with my daughter, Maggie. I was shocked when the doctor told me that my daughter was already becoming nearsighted. It turns out that this problem affects more than 40% of Americans. My eye doctor thinks this disease is getting worse. Perhaps it's getting worse because of kids' prolonged time spent playing with smartphones, or maybe because kids now spend less time outside. My genetics probably aren't helping her a whole lot being nearsighted myself. But the good news is that the doctor told me about a new FDA-approved product called MySight. This specific one-day contact lens is already worn by thousands of children in the U.S. It is proven to slow down the progression of nearsightedness. And best of all, Maggie loves these contact lenses. The doctor taught her how to use them. Now it is so exciting to see her have even more success in the classroom and when she plays sports. I recommend you visit OpenYourEyesRadio.com to find an eye doctor that specializes in this treatment program. Learn more at OpenYourEyesRadio.com.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
I went to the eye doctor the other day with my daughter, Maggie. I was shocked when the doctor told me that my daughter was already becoming nearsighted. It turns out that this problem affects more than 40% of Americans. My eye doctor thinks this disease is getting worse. Perhaps it's getting worse because of kids' prolonged time spent playing with smartphones, or maybe because kids now spend less time outside. My genetics probably aren't helping her a whole lot being nearsighted myself. But the good news is that the doctor told me about a new FDA-approved product called MySight. This specific one-day contact lens is already worn by thousands of children in the U.S. It is proven to slow down the progression of nearsightedness. And best of all, Maggie loves these contact lenses. The doctor taught her how to use them. Now it is so exciting to see her have even more success in the classroom and when she plays sports. I recommend you visit OpenYourEyesRadio.com to find an eye doctor that specializes in this treatment program. Learn more at OpenYourEyesRadio.com.
We're back with Allie Faber, the Stretch Lady. Her website is thestretchlady.com. You could sign up for her online programs. I've done it myself. I have her online program. It's fantastic. I recommend that you do it to get into shape. You could go as slow as you want or as fast as you want as you progress. This is Dr. Kerry Gelb. You're listening to Wellness 1280 on Open Your Eyes Radio on AM 1280, The Patriot. And we were talking about different types of stretches, dynamic versus static. We talked a lot about static. As we were coming up to the break, we were talking more about dynamic. And I realized that I was doing the wrong type of stretching in softball because I was doing static stretching because that's what I grew up with and what my coaches taught me. And now I'm learning that's not the way to do it. And now I'm finding out why I pull my hamstrings and my calves all the time because I'm doing the wrong type of stretching. So let's go back with dynamic stretching. We're increasing the blood flow. We're improving flexibility. We're reducing strains and tears. We're improving posture. So show us another dynamic stretch.
So remember that dynamic stretching is moving. So basically, if I want to do a dynamic stretch for my shoulders, just rolling the shoulders up and back, that's dynamic. If I want to put them into a range of motion and hold them, that's static. So it's it. Think about it from the standpoint of hydrating and getting more vascularity, more blood flow into the muscles versus lengthening them. So it makes sense when you think about it from that standpoint. If you were going into a workout, you would want your muscles to be hydrated. You would want blood flow going to them. You'd want that range of motion to be working towards that versus holding it and making it longer. That's the best way I try to describe it to people, because it is confusing, because everyone thinks stretching is stretching and it's not.
And I'm going to be selfish here, but I want you to show a dynamic stretch for the hamstrings and the calves, and explain it for the people on the radio also.
Okay. So a dynamic stretch for the hamstrings and for the calves. So for the hamstrings, I'm going to have to bring my laptop down so you can actually see what I'm doing here. So hamstrings are the back part of the leg. So when you're working the hamstring, what you want to try to do, there's actually three different muscle groups back here, not to get too technical for you, but you want to stretch all three. So what I like to do for a dynamic one is bring one leg through. You could do this standing as well, but for purposes of today, I'm going to do it on the ground like this in quadruped. So I'm on all fours. And what I'm going to try to show you is my foot. So I have one leg all the way through between my hands. What I'm going to do is I'm going to straighten out as much as I can through the back part of my leg and pull my toes all the way back. When I'm pulling my toes straight back, I'm getting the medial, the center part of my hamstring. Okay. To do this dynamically, I can move back and forth with my toes going straight up. If I want to get to the middle, the more inside part of my hamstrings, I'm just going to take my toes and bring them in. And then I'm going to move back and forth. It's kind of awkward, but I'm also getting the outside of my calf muscle. So I'm hitting two for one here. And then I can do the same thing, externally rotate and go back and forth.
So she's pointing her toes out now before she was pointing.
So, my toes are pointed out, center, and in. And you'll start to feel the differences. Sometimes when I bring my toes in, I feel it more on the outer edge of my hamstring. Sometimes I don't. But if I get all of these, the full range of motion, it's almost like I'm making a rainbow with my toes all the way across. I'm getting all the parts of the hamstring. For calf, the part of the calf that I work the most, oddly enough, is the front part. Right here, it's called tibialis anterior. Most people have so much pain there, and it affects the back part. The best stretch I found for that, and I'm going to scoot over so you can hopefully see, the outer edge of my foot is going to roll out, and I'm still in all fours. I have one foot and leg pulled forward, and I'm bending my front knee as I'm rolling out of my hip. So my hip is rolled out, and I'm on the outer edge of the toes. That gets that part to stretch, and this part can cause shin splints. So those are my favorite stretches that you can do together for the hamstring and for the calf.
And you can watch these on our podcast, because this on YouTube, when we play it on YouTube, and we put a new podcast every Monday morning that we release on YouTube. So this will eventually be there as well. But thank you for that great explanation. So let's talk about some of the benefits of stretching, the improved flexibility, reduced risk of injury, better blood circulation, improved posture. What else? What other some of the other benefits that you could mention?
So you're going to improve your overall quality of life when you stretch.
Stress.
Yeah. I mean, you reduce your stress, you reduce the pressure on your body. When a body is tight, there are a lot of reasons that it can be tight. It can be tight due to lack of hydration. It can be tight because the muscles aren't moving the way that they need to. When you're stretching those muscles, you're lengthening the fibers. You're making things feel better. So most people get improved sleep quality, lower their stress, lower their cortisol. The whole body starts to feel better if it's more mobilized.
And what is there any negatives with stretching? Do we have to worry about as far as overstressing, stress on joints, or decreased performance, increased risk of arthritis? Is there any negatives that we have to worry about?
Absolutely. Just like with anything, there's no panacea, there's no cure-all, there's no perfect anything. So, you know, if you're locking out a joint, and what I mean by that is that a joint is not able to move well, and you're trying to lock it into a stretch, the opposing muscles can be implicated. So slow and steady wins the race. So when you're going into a stretch, it's not about the end of the stretch. It's not about the end range of where the stretch is. It's about it feeling good in your body, and it should feel good the whole time. It's a journey, not a destination. And so I always tell people with stretching, start smaller and then work your way up. If you do static stretching before a dynamic activity, you can have decreased performance. So think about what you're trying to accomplish and then do the appropriate stretches for it. My online program has all kinds of dynamic warm-ups. Every stretch is labeled, whether it's static or dynamic. I talk about the differences of this because it's one of those things that is, there's tons of misinformation out there, and it's very, very simple to do the right thing for your body. You can overstretch. People who have too much mobility in their bodies can stretch too much and strengthen too little. And a lot of times what I see is people who say, well, I'm really tight, I need to stretch. No, sometimes you're really tight and you need to strengthen before you stretch. If there's no muscle mass there, there's nothing to stretch.
And after you play sports, that's when you recommend the static stretch.
Or after you exercise. So dynamic can be done anytime. Static really is best done after. And for some people, holding postures doesn't feel good. So for some people, dynamic stretching is best done both sides.
And what are some of the common mistakes people make when they're stretching?
Thinking they're stretching something they're not. It happens all the time. They'll be like, oh, I'm stretching my hamstring here. Well, actually, you're not really stretching anything, because unless you're kicking your foot, I'm bending my knee and I'm going to kick my foot into my glute. This stretches the quadricep. Hamstrings on the back, quadriceps on the front. But if I just hold it and kind of slouch, I'm not stretching anything.
Right, right. And that's why you need a professional like you to help us. It must have took you a long time to learn all this.
It did. I started off as personal. I did small group training, large group training. So I taught exercise classes like when I was in my teens, and then moved on to personal training, yoga, then doing stretch training, and then massage therapy was the final thing that I added. So yeah, it's been a journey, a good journey, but a journey.
So I want to talk about yoga since you brought it up.
Sure.
Yoga came from India about 5,000 years ago. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct.
And it was mostly men that did it, that did yoga. And they wanted to get to nirvana. That was the philosophy, to get to nirvana.
Yep.
So tell me about yoga, the whole philosophy about yoga. Why yoga is good?
Wow. So its roots are steeped in aestheticism, in giving up your entire life and practicing yoga all day long. I know, that's crazy. So it started off as this way to reach, in the yoga world, the word is called samadhi, which is when the subject and the object become one, kind of like what people believe, you know, religiosity to come up to, which is that place where you and God are one. That was a lot of yogic philosophy. So fast forward all these years, and it's become a sport. I'm not going to lie to you. Yoga has lost a lot of yoga. So a true yoga practice has breath work, has stretching, has poses, has a peak posture that your body is moving towards to be the pinnacle. And then it has this beautiful bell-shaped curve coming down and relaxing. That's kind of your more power yoga classic type of infrastructure. And unfortunately, a lot of people are doing it for the look of it, for, you know, the muscles, for the...
We'll be right back. I'm talking with Ali Faber, the stretch lady, and you're listening to Dr. Kerry Gelb on Wellness 1280 on Open Your Eyes Radio. We'll be back in just a moment.
I went to the eye doctor the other day with my daughter, Maggie. I was shocked when the doctor told me that my daughter was already becoming nearsighted. It turns out that this problem affects more than 40% of Americans. My eye doctor thinks this disease is getting worse. Perhaps it's getting worse because of kids' prolonged time spent playing with smartphones, or maybe because kids now spend less time outside. My genetics probably aren't helping her a whole lot being nearsighted myself. But the good news is that the doctor told me about a new FDA-approved product called MySight. This specific one-day contact lens is already worn by thousands of children in the U.S. It is proven to slow down the progression of nearsightedness. And best of all, Maggie loves these contact lenses. The doctor taught her how to use them. Now it is so exciting to see her have even more success in the classroom and when she plays sports. I recommend you visit OpenYourEyesRadio.com to find an eye doctor that specializes in this treatment program. Learn more at OpenYourEyesRadio.com.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-296-1553. 800-296-1553. 800-296-1553. That's 800-296-1553.
I went to the eye doctor the other day with my daughter, Maggie. I was shocked when the doctor told me that my daughter was already becoming nearsighted. It turns out that this problem affects more than 40% of Americans. My eye doctor thinks this disease is getting worse. Perhaps it's getting worse because of kids' prolonged time spent playing with smartphones, or maybe because kids now spend less time outside. My genetics probably aren't helping her a whole lot being nearsighted myself. But the good news is that the doctor told me about a new FDA-approved product called MySight. This specific one-day contact lens is already worn by thousands of children in the U.S. It is proven to slow down the progression of nearsightedness. And best of all, Maggie loves these contact lenses. The doctor taught her how to use them. Now it is so exciting to see her have even more success in the classroom and when she plays sports. I recommend you visit OpenYourEyesRadio.com to find an eye doctor that specializes in this treatment program. Learn more at OpenYourEyesRadio.com.
We're back with Ali Faber, the stretch lady, and we're learning about stretching, about helping our health. This is Dr. Kerry Gelb. You're listening to Wellness 1280 on Open Your Eyes Radio. Visit my website, wellness1280.com, and look for my podcast every Monday morning, wherever your podcasts are being shown. But for this particular one, you want the one on YouTube, when we show it on YouTube, because we did some demonstrations on it. And you can watch my documentary, Open Your Eyes, on Apple TV, Amazon Prime, YouTube movies and shows. And people love the documentary. I think you'll like it. So if you get a chance, check out the documentary. So we're talking about yoga and we're talking about the benefits of yoga. So tell us about the benefits of yoga and how it's, first, how is it different than just stretching?
So yoga is a codified system that was designed over 5,000 years ago. And the shapes of the poses were supposed to be shapes of different animals, of warriors and goddesses and all of that. And it's steeped in an ancient Indian Vedic texts and culture. So it is much more codified, and the shapes of the poses were intended to have particular responses in the body and the mind. So that's, and stretching. You know, you stretch a particular part of your body, you're lengthening, you've got an agonist, an antagonist, you've got a part of the body that's stretching, a part of the body that's lengthening, a part of the body that's strengthening, and it's all working in conjunction with each other. So it's kind of like art versus science.
And tell me about the positives that we get from doing yoga. How does it help us, you know, from a health point of view?
So yoga in and of itself, when done with breath work, which is the way it's intended to be done, can help to lower your blood pressure. It can help to flush the body of toxins. It can help to regulate the entire body. It is a whole mind, body, spirit type of practice. So done on the regular basis, it can help with a myriad of health issues. For most people, it helps them to feel better. It helps their muscles to feel strengthened and lengthened. It helps them to feel just stronger and better overall. A lot of people get a lot of mental clarity from it because honestly, some of the poses are so hard that all you can do is focus your energy on that in the moment. And so it gives you a tremendous amount of mental focus as well.
And how long does a typical pose last?
You know, it depends on if you're doing yin yoga, which is where the poses are held, that's more of static, or dynamic, which is more of your like vinyasa and your flow. It really depends. I mean, in a yin class, you can hold a posture, as crazy as this sounds, for up to 3 to 5 minutes. And in a regular flow class, you may be holding it for 5 to 10 seconds.
And, you know, I've read about yoga and it increases something called BDNF, which is a protein that helps with memory and learning. And, you know, people that do yoga, they'll notice that their memory gets better. They can learn a little bit faster. It increases the oxygen in the blood going to the front part of the brain. So people get incredible benefits from yoga. You know, it helps. It actually could help with, as an eye doc, it helped with eye pressure, except when your face is down, then it could raise eye pressure, or you're standing on doing a handstand or something like that. But typically, it will help with intraocular pressure. So yoga has some great, great benefits. How long have you been doing yoga for?
I started back in my 20s. And back then, honestly, I would do it 5-6 days a week. And that was my primary form of exercise. And then I realized that that was a little obsessive. And I started doing a lot more strength training. And as I've been getting older and understanding a little bit more, I do a lot more of a mix. And I really use more stretching than yoga techniques. So I'm more worried about the longevity of my body and my muscles. A lot of the yoga practice itself is kind of steeped in my body from so many years of doing it that I don't find the need to do it as much, but I'm still getting all of the benefits. It kind of stays with you, which is pretty wonderful. But yeah, it's been close to 30 years, a long time.
I got to ask you about hot yoga. I'm sure when they started yoga, it was hot yoga, but what is this with this hot yoga? Is it good, bad, ugly, or, you know, should beginners be doing hot yoga? It seems to me like if you have a heart condition or you're diabetic, you should not be doing hot yoga.
Wow. Well, I have a whole thing that I did with a podcast with a dear friend of mine, and it's on my Instagram, and it's also on my YouTube, and it's on my press page as well. I have very mixed feelings about it. So I used to teach hot yoga. So I will tell you that it attracts a particular type of person. So typically, type A, runners, people who like super intense activity. So hot yoga is typically a codified form, meaning it's specific poses that are done in a heated room. So yoga back in the day was done outside and people sweat their butts off. That was what yoga was. So they're trying to take that piece of yoga and bring it into the United States. Here's the challenge. What happens when our bodies get overheated? Our muscles over lengthen. So when I taught hot yoga, I would watch people get injured all the time. because their muscles would overlengthen and then they would move them quickly. And what happens if we overlengthen and move quickly? No bueno. Things shorten, tighten, and potentially get injured. So I know that this is a gateway for people to feel comfortable because it's more exercise than it is yoga practice in a lot of ways. And being in the heat makes you feel like you're sweating and you're detoxing and you're getting rid of stuff in your body. And that's all good in the short term. You just have to be careful because a lot of people who are new to yoga, go to hot yoga, think that they can do more than they can and get injured. So my always rule of thumb is learn the shapes and the poses in your body first. Then if you choose to go at your own risk and make sure that you're hydrating, make sure that you're taking care of your body because hot yoga can be very good and very challenging. I know that's not a huge answer. It's a big answer, but it may not answer your exact question. I just think it can be really, really dicey.
I want to ask you about foam rolling.
Sure.
Tell me the goods, the bad, the ugly about foam rolling.
So just like everything else, so foam rolling is a form of assisted stretching because something is assisting you. The challenge with foam rolling is that it's an outside force coming in that doesn't have a lot of give. So if I'm trying to foam roll, let's say my glute, and I'm rolling on it and it's hard and it's tight, it may open up the fascia. It's a form of myofascial release, muscular and fascial release. It may open it up to a degree, but I'm not stretching it actively. So I may not get the full benefit of all of that blood flow that is going into that area because I'm doing it with the help of something that's not human. And I'm not necessarily feeling all of it because there's an outside force and pressure that's going into it. It is better than doing nothing, I will tell you. And foam rolling can be very, very good if it's done correctly. And I prefer dynamic foam rolling, meaning I'm rolling back and forth as opposed to stopping and doing it statically.
And I guess you have to worry and be careful with places that don't have a lot of cushion, like your sacrum, your heels, the iliac crest, you know, like the hip, you know, the heel and the lower part of your back where it's just that triangle, the sacrum. Exactly. So you got to be careful with areas like that.
Yeah, you don't want to foam roll and put something hard in an area that doesn't have a lot of mobility in it, or that like the sacral iliac joint is super mobile. You put something hard on there and you slide it the wrong way, it can end up not being great for you. So I would say, you know, consult a professional, look at videos, make sure you're following along, understand why you're foam rolling versus doing something else. I mean, again, it can be very helpful, but like I see people all the time with the super hard foam rollers with all of the divots in them rolling super hard on themselves. And I don't know what you're trying to accomplish, but breaking down muscle tissue, because if you push too hard, you can end up injuring yourself. So I'm always a fan of less is more, but that may be 52 years old speaking versus my old 25-year-old self, which might've been, you know, more pain, more gain.
I want to thank Ali Faber for joining us today. Ali, if people want to find out more about you, they want to sign up for your online programs, how can they do that?
The easiest way is to go to thestretchlady.com. Everything is there. And I am the Stretch Lady on all social media. Very easy to find at the Stretch Lady on Instagram and on Facebook. And you can always feel free to reach out to me via info@thestretchlady.com if you have any specific questions.
And you have an Instagram. What's your Instagram?
The Instagram and Facebook is both at the Stretch Lady. So the Stretch Lady is everywhere.
Ali, thank you for joining me today. This is Dr. Kerry Gelb. You're listening to Wellness 1280 on Open Your Eyes Radio on AM 1280, The Patriot. We'll see you next week.
From breaking news and weather across the country to insight from the brightest minds in conservative opinion, it's Salem News Channel. Home to the biggest shows on TV, like Dennis Prager, weekdays at noon Eastern, followed by Jay and Jordan Seculo at 2.
Join SNC, where facts are sacred, critical thinking is celebrated, and the pursuit of truth is unwavering. Watch Salem News Channel free now on Zumo Play. Learn more at snc.tv/Zumo.
Eric Metaxas here. More than 200 members of Congress are standing up for AM radio listeners. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act will keep AM radio in cars because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now, or visit dependonam.com for more information.
AM 1280.
From the bustling state fair to the thrill of ice fishing, Minnesota offers year-round adventures to nearly 6 million residents. And Medica has health plans to cover them all. From the farmer with a growing family, to the barista at the corner coffee shop, to the grandpa who gets his grandkids off to school. No matter who you are, we have health plans for you. With Medica, you're not just covered, you're cared for. Find out more at Medica.com. That's Medica.com.